We are in Simen Reish Mem Zayin. We're up to Siv Beis and we'll be completing the Simen. We're dealing with sending a letter with a non-Jew on Erev Shabbos. You don't tell him to work on Shabbos, but there's a good chance that he's going to go and deliver it on Shabbos. And we were looking for Eitzes. The problem was, number one, if you don't pay him for it, or if you didn't make up a price with him, then we say he's doing it for you. If you made up a price, then he's doing it for himself. Even in a case where you didn't make up a price, if he could get to the first house in town before Shabbos, then the halachi is that it is mutter, provided that there's a postmaster, so he will not be walking around from door to door showing people the address. Says the Mechaber now, im hisne imo shiten lo scharo, if you didn't make up an exact price, but what you did was you made a stipulation that you will give him money. Afal pishal lo pirish kama yite, even though you didn't make up exactly how much you're going to pay him for it, dino kakotzitz, as long as he knows he's getting paid for it, we say he's doing it a daita den afshe for the money for himself and not for you. The sum chadaita den yehudi ubedidei kol Torah, because a non-Jew relies on it, and the reason he's doing the tirchan Shabbos is for himself. Aval bistam, whereas if you didn't speak out anything with regard to schar, even though you expect to pay him, he does not really feel at ease, and when he does the malacha, it's for the sake of the Jew. Siv Gimel. Im sochro liyomim dover kotzu b'chol yom balichoso b'chazoroso. What happens if you pay him by the day? Elo sheino makbidimo mosa yelech. So even though you're not telling him which day to come, but you're paying him for the day, the halachi is that if he's coming out of your house on Shabbos, it looks as if, since everyone knows that you're paying him daily, it looks as if you hired him to actually do the malacha on Shabbos, and therefore it's asr. Further, Siv Dalid, im ein Yehudi molech haksav b'chinam, afilu naslo be'erev Shabbos mutter. If he's doing it for free, then even if you give it to him on Erev Shabbos, it's mutter. Shere ein Yehudi me'elav who oses it. He's doing it out of his own free will. Ve'ein el lahachsik tovo liyisroh, mipnei ma shekibol mimenu. Ve'evekilu kotzatz. It must be that he's doing this in return for other things you've done for him. And that's not considered tzchas Shabbos. V'havalei kilu kotzatz, says the Rama, hagav yesh cholkin esvirlu l'chol she'osa b'chinam oser v'tov lahachmir. Hamachlokis, if you don't give him money, do we say that it's adaita denafshe, that he's doing it in return for some favor you've already done him? Or do we say, no, he's doing it for you? Avol b'malkam v'tov lahachmir, avol b'malkam sheni yehudi maslam yisrael lo mashiyelach lo b'chinam v'at adaita ala tovi shekabam imenu v'shari. If what happens if he volunteers, he says, oh, you know, I'll deliver it for you. So there you can be somach, according to everybody, that it's a daita denafshe. Further, sifhei, many yudi holach miasmo lamokam echad v'yisrol nosno igeres, mutter b'chol gavna. If a non-Jew is going there anyway, and you're just giving him another ladder, the halach is that it's mutter. But because the reason being he's going straight there and he's not going to walk around the streets wandering. But there's another issue, and that is doing it on Shabbos itself. On Shabbos itself, even if the non-Jew is going anyway, you can't give it to him. That would be Yasin the Mishavur is Mekel only b'makom hefsid. And finally, Sivov, Mishi Eshlo Sochir and Yehud L'shano Yosa Osel L'shalcher of Shabbos B'geres. If you have a non-Jew that is yours, you're paying him a salary for having him for a year or more, the halachi is you can't send him with a letter because you're gaining on the deal. By him going on Shabbos, you're going to have, say, the time that he would have gone otherwise free. So you're gaining from it. Whereas if all you sent him was for the sake of delivering letters, there are matirim. But there was a machlokus, and we saw that the machlokus was whether or not it's considered as if you're giving him a salary, and we say, adai didn't have shekavid.